Blog Talk Radio.
Guess what? Need y'all to call in 929-477-3886. We getting ready to get this thing started. It's going to be hot tonight. We're going to probably step on a couple
of... Is it still days, there?
But that's okay. You know what?
Internet show.
Hey, Renee Allen. Look, Renee Allen said, expose those cheetahs, JV and Millie.
Internet's not working.
Oh, wow. So, guys, of course we can have internet problems. Is Verizon on strike, too? Or are they shut down? I thought it was just the government. It looks like Verizon is, too. Is this Fios? We got here at Comcast. Is Fios? Okay. We're going to have to put Comcast on blast. Amy Murphy. Hey, Renee. Hey, Curtis. Hey, William. Thanks for joining in.
I can't. It won't cut off.
So, working for technology, I tell you, you always cooperate. Right here, tell me.
Pretty people, pretty life, pretty deuces. Hey, this is your favorite host, Millie in the City, with my beautiful co-host,
the real JV Jones.
Okay, just one.
Okay.
It takes and you just get all sexy. Yeah, I'm just one of my Millie in the City. Welcome to our talk radio show, Connect the City, the heartbeat of the city. I said heartbeats. If you and I, heartbeats of the city, if it's important to you,
it's important to us.
We are extremely excited because do we, wow, great, wonderful, do the devil. We have a show for you tonight, JB. I think we should jump right in and acknowledge that the devil is in this.
Yeah, we weren't here, we would have a drink.
Do you watch Black-ish? And so Ruby, she praises Black Jesus, and he said he's the devil. I love it. I love it. I love it. JV, I've got only one question for you. I just think I'll start every show with the devil with and then the beeping devil. What is he doing? Since you're a celebrity,
okay,
you'll take that.
Okay.
Do you feel that if you were cheating on your significant other, that you would be majorly impacted, like more so than if you were not a celebrity?
Yes. All eyes on me.
All eyes, like they are now.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't do nothing.
You can't do a thing. Like, oh, I saw you. I see you.
You know, and I think what it is, Jamie, is because I've had this situation happen. They'd be like, oh, I see you. Snap, snap.
That's right. Paparazzi all around you.
This where your girl at. I'm like, oh, what? What even?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think you always get caught. I think that I am the innocent one, and people won't believe that.
Well, you know, that's the way life works, you know?
Okay. Look, we're excited because we have, he's a celebrity.
Yes, ma'am.
So he's going to talk to us. His name is Mr. Donald Barnett. He is a relationship expert. We needed an expert for this show, and he's the author of Manhood on the Line, A Real Man Owns His Shit.
I can say
shit because that's the name of the book.
That's right. S-H-I-T. Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
So I guess we're going to go to a break. And then
I think we should go to a break and bring him on.
Y'all,
you know, he's looking
ready.
All suave.
Yes. Look, get ready.
Tune in because what this brother has to say.
Yes,
you,
indeed. You're ready, too.
And it'd be nice if the music worked. Matt, it's
sure. Don't worry about it.
You're with me.
Don't worry about it.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Mr. Donald Barnett. You're on with Connected City.
It's getting serious on this chat, fam.
To connect the city.
And I'm the real JV Jones.
You didn't even say it like you did before. It wasn't sexy. I did. I didn't even mean to do it that way. I didn't do it on purpose.
Right in the middle of the fire.
Can you say the real JV Jones sexy for my listeners,
real
please?
Real JV Jones.
This is a different show. You came to a different show. We are very, very excited because we are talking about, we're not excited about cheating, but we're excited about talking about cheating and in the entertaining period, but into entertainment, hip-hop, and R&B, and we have amazing author and relationship expert Donald Barnett. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I brought some books for you.
Yes, because he is the author. He is the author of Manhood on the Line, A Real Man Owns His
Real man. You heard that, real.
So before I get started with your story, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty that you can hear. If you don't own your does that mean you're not a real man?
Well, I think you're keeping yourself from becoming a real man because real men basically own the shit. So therefore, in order to, because see, we got this thing of manhood in society where it's like, it's almost like a caveman image. Rah,
rah,
I'm paying the bills, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But really, manhood is more than those just things. It's taking responsibility for your actions. I mean, that's a major part of it. But sometimes I think we miss that part.
Well, so you were a celebrity. We would like to hear your story. You were on, and the show is not, is it still on? It's Love, what was it?
Black Love Docs.
Black Love Docs.
On the Oprah Winfrey Network.
On the Oprah Winfrey Network. Mm-hmm. You guys were amazing on it,
you
and your wife. Tell us a little bit about why you wrote this book and about cheating.
Well, I wrote this book basically to talk about my life. You know, as you know, my wife wrote a book. You know, so really I wrote a book in conjunction to support that. Hers was her book came out probably back in June of 2016, I want to say. And it was called Being a Wife Just Got Real, The Things I Wish I Knew Before I Said I Do.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw how that impacted a lot of women. It helped them move forward past some issues in their marriage. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just figured like, hey, you know what? Let me tell my story so I can help some brothers get past
mm-hmm.
some things. So basically I wrote about all the things from all the way just back to like childhood,
mm-hmm.
things that affected me now that affected my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And basically those things kept me from being like a good husband and a man for the longest time, for like the first 13 years of my marriage.
How long have you been married?
19 years. It'll
okay.
be 20 mm-hmm. in June.
Okay. Oh, right.
Great.
Okay. Oh, that's heavy.
Yeah.
Because you didn't say the first year or two, JB. He didn't say, well, first year or two, I was mad. 13 years.
Yes, exactly.
Why cheat? So, and then the second, especially if you're a celebrity, why?
Well, here's the thing, like, I never cheated on my wife. Now, I am guilty of a lot of inappropriate conversations. But that stems from basically, see, you have to know the why behind cheating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, oh, I cheat or someone cheats. There is a why behind
mm-hmm.
why any individual does what they do. And then once you get to the why, you got to dig down and get to the root of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see celebrities on television, social media, and we see their lives play out. So then
mm-hmm.
we want to make an assumption, or a lot of people want to make an assumption based off of what they see at that moment.
Okay.
But they're not taking the time to understand that, you know what, there's something that's driving that behavior.
Okay.
Because cheating is a behavior. And like
mm-hmm.
any behavior.
Okay.
it can be corrected. You know, but it's just you got to get to the root of that thing. And then for men, once you get to the root of that thing, it's kind of like one of those, how you say, you heal the boy and then the man will show up.
You heal the boy and then the man will show up.
You know, so.
Yeah, I did.
Because.
So I guess my question is, how hard is it to rebound from the cheating?
Well, here's the thing. My wife is in an emotional affair for almost a year. It's not a secret, you know, she told the world on television.
Yes.
And I had to take responsibility for that. And people will say, well, dang, why did you take responsibility for that?
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Because I wasn't being a man. You know, I thought, back to our earlier points, I thought, okay, I'm paying the mortgage, I'm paying your tuition, I'm paying all the bills, I'm doing everything you need, you should be good.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife needed that validation.
Okay.
See, so that was like the why behind an emotional affair. But then when you get to the root of it and look at it, my wife, back in her childhood, my wife also suffered from lack of validation because, you know, my wife was always the last one picked on sports teams. In her home, you know, there was some contention there between her and her mother because, you know, her mom felt, you know, her father basically kind of spoiled her, like she was a daddy's girl. Her
yep.
mom didn't like that. Her mom would tell her, like, oh, well, you don't deserve this, you don't deserve that.
Yep.
So, you know, so it just didn't show up in that time when my wife had her emotional affair. It started way before my wife even met me.
Okay. And so part of rebounding from it was looking at the whole picture and
exactly.
not just part of it.
Exactly. And,
right.
and taking
wow.
responsibility for the part that I played, not saying that what she did was right,
mm-hmm. right,
but also understanding that it's a bigger story to it. And that's what I'm trying to say here. It's like when you see all these people's lives play out on social media, it's not just what you see there. It's a bigger story.
Okay.
So it's like we shouldn't rush to judgment to say, well, this person is bad or she's bad. I can't believe he can't stick with her. He
right.
got a good woman.
Yeah.
Because listen, it's a bigger picture than you're seeing
okay.
on social media.
Okay.
And that's what people have to understand. Because, you know, you see these people on television, but they have lives just like you and I.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? They live a normal, everyday life. It's just, unfortunately, theirs plays out on camera a lot.
Right, right.
And then, you know, people want to
judge
and speculate and say, oh,
yes,
I can't believe you did this, that, and the third. But you got to know the backstory and the picture. Because a lot of these people could be suffering from things in their childhood. So it's just not fair to, like, just go ahead and jump out there and be like, oh, he's a dog or she's a this or he's a that, because it's just not fair.
So I have a hard question. I love your wife.
Sure.
We all love her. Connected City loves her.
Yep.
Was it as simple, because you said validation, and when you were talking, I know for me, I was like, oh, me? Did she just need for you to say, hey, tell me I'm pretty? That's rough, but I'm asking.
Well,
like, tell me I'm pretty. You don't tell me I'm pretty.
She needed me to be present. I wasn't present. You know, I was there in the house.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I was doing everything. You know, you saw me in the house.
Right.
But we, for some way, we just got disconnected.
Okay.
So we had to bring it back.
Okay.
Full circle. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I really just was not present.
Do you know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I was going to say, so with that being said, it's more not just being there physically, but being there emotionally.
Exactly.
And supportive and all the other things.
And supportive means more than financially supportive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, coming in, having a conversation. How was your day?
Okay.
You know, things of that nature. So it's when you miss out on things like that, you open the door for someone else to come in.
Okay.
I mean, these are just simple things we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about she wants me to go out and buy a Mercedes or anything like that. These are just real simple, basic things. How was your day? How you doing? You want me to help you in the kitchen? You know, can I help you with some laundry? You know, what's the kids have for homework? I can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just little things.
Little
things.
Do you think that, I don't know if men do this, do you think that, and I was going to ask you, JV, do you feel like do we do little stuff to get your attention? And because I really don't feel like people say, you know what, guess what, I'm getting married, I'm a cheat. I just think it could be somebody at work be like, oh, that's a new dress, but you didn't notice that new dress, or you didn't notice the new earrings or the hair. Do you think that was the reason for the emotional affair?
Well, I think this gentleman, you know, he commented on, like, my wife's things, and I wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was just like, yo, I'm paying your bills. I'm doing this. You're good. And then I would just continue with my life, where someone else was saying, oh, man, I see what you're doing on Facebook. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And where I wasn't doing none of that stuff, I was like, you know, hey,
do you find a lot of times that we're more self-centered and more about our own self and our own not being fulfilled too sometimes than focusing on the other person?
Well, I think that goes to being needy, and sometimes there are some people who are just generally needy, and then you just have some people that just really need that feeling of like.
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm saying, well, let's say, for instance, you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it was you. But do you find that sometimes, just listening to your friends, that with men, and are they more into, I need this for my wife, I need that, I need, you know, I need her support, but not focusing on her needing?
Well, I think men do get into that. But I think when some men, I'm not going to say all, but some men have a tendency like, okay, well, she's not giving me what I need, so I'm just going to go out here and do whatever.
Right.
Instead of having the conversation.
Okay. Okay.
You know, that's when the conversation takes place. I just had a conversation with my wife. You know, if we're going to be totally transparent.
Okay.
I had a conversation with my wife about things like this the other day. Because, you know, she's busy, I'm busy.
Yeah, we see.
And sometimes... Sometimes there's no time for us.
Okay.
You know, because it's like she's pulled in one direction, I'm pulled in one direction, and sometimes we're, like, in the same direction. Like, you know, we just came from Pittsburgh, had conversations, and that was great. You know, it was a lot of fun, you know, and we shared the stage together. But sometimes, like, for example, I'm here. Now she's home doing something, working on something, about to get something out. And then it's like, hey, okay, so, you know, that kind of time. And then I think, like, in March, now we'll be together again on an event. We'll be in Connecticut in March.
Oh, excellent.
So that's another opportunity for us to, like, you know, get away together, do an event.
Then,
you know, we're at the hotel, so it's kind of like, we had all that time together too.
Without any kids or whatever. And you know, that is necessary. And I don't think a lot of relationship people realize how important it is to just take time for the two of you.
I love it. You know, you kind of did touch on why it's so hard, I think, in entertainment because of probably social media and everybody's all eyes on you. But, you know, we've got to talk about it because in entertainment, it's just splashed all over. Everybody slides into the DMs. I saw somebody slide. One person. It was only one. I'm like, what do you want? But you slide into the DMs. So is it just harder for cheating and social media? Like both? Why is it so hard?
Well, I think the thing is, I don't think it's hard to get away from that stuff. It's just, You can't pay attention to it. You can't, whether it's good news, bad news.
Okay.
You know how they say you can't read your own headlines in the paper and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I say don't read everything that comes across your DM.
Yes.
You know.
You will be mad.
Right.
So I like to, you know, and you're a celebrity, so you know the rappers and everybody's just been out there. But the latest one that I wanted to start talking about, JB, is your girl Cardi B.
We love Cardi.
And she's got to be with somebody else. But her and Offset, I kind of think they got married because she was pregnant and she was supposed to, and then she read her own headlines. She read her own headlines and she felt bad because she wasn't married. So they got married. And then he cheated. And then
that wasn't a reason to get married. But anyway.
Right. But then he cheated, and then he interrupted one of her shows. And did you see all of that? Like,
drama.
It was just like you interrupted her bag and her show with and he put out a cake. He did something on stage. I'm sorry. And the same people that he cheated with her and follow her on Instagram. Like, she's so vocal. And then now, of course, when she took him back, people have nothing but, people had nothing but bad things to say about her. One thing I did want to mention is, guys, you've got to call in 929-477-3886 if you have any questions for our relationship expert, Donald Barnett, or about his book. He's just such a wealth of information, and he's so transparent. You've got to get the book. JB, I know people have been talking in your Facebook, but Omika Polk says, she does have a question for you, sir. Do you think monogamy is even natural? Like, are we just programmed to be that way? Oh, good question, Omega.
Oh, programmed to be cheaters?
Yeah, I mean, is monogamy natural? That's a question a lot of people ask.
I don't think that we're programmed to be cheaters. I think, like I said earlier before, when you cheat, it's an underlying issue. You know, to avoid cheating, and to if you don't want to be a cheater, okay, and you're married, there's some things you got to do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? One,
take notes.
You got to change. You got to change your relationships. You got to get away from people who don't value their marriage or don't. And you can't be a married man or woman hanging out with a bunch of single people going to the club thinking you're going to do what they do. Okay. And two, you got to change your values. Your values have to be intact in terms of, you know, valuing your marriage, respecting your wife, respecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, far too often you hear too many horror stories where someone goes out, they do something with someone else, and then they come home and they bring that to their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
If he preaches it, hell, she preaches it all the time.
So, you know, you gotta realize those things, because you don't have to be a cheater. You know, it's a choice. You know, you gotta, like, for example, I'm gonna use myself.
Okay.
And recognize earlier in life that I had these issues. Because sometimes you can operate in dysfunction so long that it's normal.
Operating dysfunction,
yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, it wasn't until I took account of myself and my own actions, I went to counseling, mm-hmm. and I discussed these things, and all these things dealt from rejection as a child, my mother not being in my life.
Mm, okay.
So it's like, you know, I supplemented that and looked for comfort with all these different girlfriends and women all at once. You,
mm-hmm.
her, you, and back and forth. And
not
and
me, though. I didn't do it. No.
And,
I didn't do it.
And at the end of the day, realistically, regardless of what any of these women could have done,
mm-hmm.
it would have never been enough.
Yes.
Wow.
First, I want to applaud you on counseling. Let's give.
Oh, she promotes therapy.
You know how many men do not want to go to counseling?
Oh.
Hey, let me tell you something. Counseling is my friend.
Thank you.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Counseling is his friend. What Omika said was, are we programmed to be monogamous?
It depends on who you ask. If you asked me, I think that monogamy, just based off of my views, is set out. That's how it was set out to be,
mm-hmm.
from day one. But then you'll have some people that say, well, it's this animal instinct in us.
Yes, we've heard that.
Right.
We've
had
that.
I just don't think, you know, we were designed just to spread our seed all over the place. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so for me, I just think if from day one we are designed to be, it's just a choice whether you want to be or not.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
And this day and time is way too much out there for you to be spreading your seed all over the place.
Right.
I get preached. This is the preaching I get. So y'all don't even understand the stuff that I go through. But I'm looking at people like Kimbella and Juelz Santana. I don't care for him, but that's just me. And they've been together for they're on Love and Hip Hop now, but they've been together for a very long time, and the women stay. And I don't think it has anything to do with the money per se, is that he's cheated time and time and time again. And it's like we don't have to, but it's like we gotta wait till you grow up and be a man, and then now all of a sudden you value the relationship. It's really ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. It kind of goes back to the point that I talked about earlier. We have to look at, but why does he do these things? You know, again, we see what he does on social media, but why does he do these things? So,
he's a rapper.
And I think until we understand and know that, it's kind of like, you know, sometimes we just got to step back and take a pause and understand that, you know, there's a bigger issue there that we don't know about. And realistically, he could be getting help with these things. You see what I'm saying? But but sometimes they don't show you that.
They don't.
Sometimes,
well,
you know,
yeah.
because people want to see the hot, messy stuff. Sometimes they don't want to see the stories of redemption. You know, it's kind of like you said, the young lady got back with her husband. Okay, that's her choice. Let them work that out.
I agree.
Let them work that out. You know, it's like people want to judge her because she's back with her. Let her live her life. That's her husband. You know, let her live. Let them work it out, because, like I said, you never know. And I don't know any of these people personally.
Right.
But you just don't know what the backstory is. So it's kind of like, let them live in peace.
Please. I think maybe I'm one of the rare ones. And JB and I are one of the rare ones. I think I would have loved for him to say, like, I was just watching Love and Hip Hop. And I love that Joe Budden, which I don't care for him at all, but he did get help. And now his girlfriend, because she just had a baby, he thought she had postpartum, got her help.
Okay.
And he really broke down. But, JB, I just want to ask you, do you remember the whole Mary J. Blige debacle?
Oh, of course I did.
That, it's just ridiculous. What did you think about that?
Sings
the whole marriage and the
show.
Man, you know what? What'd you say?
I said she sings about it every show. Every show.
Every show. I can't.
Well, I'm not that familiar.
Oh, okay.
With that story or anything like that, but I mean, I can speak like in general terms. I mean, anytime you go through a divorce, you know what I'm saying? And I've never been through a divorce, but I'm assuming it can be very traumatic.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you have money involved.
Ooh, her money.
So,
yeah.
So you know, just like in general terms, I think at that point, you know, people are in survival mode in terms of, okay, what am I going to get? This is what you're not going to get. So everyone is fighting over, like, material objects, and sometimes it's just better just to kind of walk away and just have your peace.
Gets ugly.
And have your peace, because I know that even though he's in the entertainment world, like Kevin Hart, he was just caught cheating. He was just caught. And then she was pregnant, and it just makes it worse. And everybody judged him on the cheating, JV. Did you? I kind of think he got in front of it, JV, though. You know, I think he got in front of it, and he was like, "Look," and he just looked terrible and pitiful on the screen. Mm-hmm. Kevin called JV and I.
It's cheaper to keep her.
I think the biggest thing is, for a long, long time, I really thought, and I'm not sure what his name is at this point. It's Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion, Snoop Cat. Okay, I'm sorry, Snoop. I was only kidding. I kind of thought he was faithful for the whole time, and then he got caught cheating with the text messages, and then there's always a stripper or she got the Instagram, she got big booty. Okay, I digress.
So we're going to read.
We're going to take a break first.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break first, because we have got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah,
we'll take a break first, and we will find out why the Houston Press said you should not date a rapper ever. You are on it. We'll connect the city, guys. Call us 929-477-3886.
Please don't call them in.
I know all of y'all know someone's cheating. So call me. I'm an angel. I am.
I just
angel.
Like the sound.
I'll try.
They don't
know what you're
talking about. They know it.
Connect the City. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the most.
I'm the real JB Jones.
I'm the hostess
let's
with the most. It takes those words. I can't stand you. So a couple years ago, the Houston Press gave us five important reasons why you should never date a rapper.
So, look, we're going to start at five and build our ways up.
That's awesome.
Number five, everyone will assume you're a gold-digging hoe. No matter how talented your rapping beau is, no matter how handsome, no matter how much he gives back to his community, folks are going to go ahead and assume that you're just with him for his cash.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a Gucci bag,
mm-hmm,
or maybe a product.
Or worse.
It doesn't even matter if he's broke. Let's face it, he probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've known this dude since kindergarten, everyone from your worst enemy to your mom will tell the whole neighborhood that you're just with him because he's got a nice car and he's going to always pay for the bottle service.
Why is she yelling at y'all?
Hashtag,
I don't even know. She
picked through the words.
I didn't mean to say you read the whole
bottle.
So number four, and I want you to chime in. We're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chime in what you think. This was a very harsh article in my opinion, because number four is your salon bills. Your salon bills will skyrocket. So I can't get my dude did. So you've landed a rapper. Congrats. They say, congratulations, ha-ha. You're officially a bad bitch. That's what they say. And, of course, if you want to stay in a relationship with a hot rapper, get used to sleeping in your makeup. And basically what number four is saying is, as soon as you start slipping the bonnet and all this other stuff, he goes to find somebody else, and he is a cheater. And then, you know, the girl that sent him the twerk video the other day is going to start seeming like a viable option. See, that whole number four blows my whole entire life. Like,
sorry.
If men don't breathe. Go ahead, JV. I'm
it's
sorry.
A
number
lot
three.
Of twerking on there, too.
Oh, it's a twerk video out by Cardi B, but I digress. It is.
And look, Cassie's losing it. All right, number three. He's going to jail. Unless you're dating Ice Cube or LL Cool J or somebody else that would never date you, chances are good that your rapper boyfriend sells weed. Wow. And, hey, there's nothing wrong with that, except that he's almost certainly going to go to jail at some point. It's pretty much a rite of passage for any rapper worth a shit. Whether it's because he dropped his gun at the mall, got pulled over by speeding with a brick in his trunk, or simply had an ex drop a dime on his cheating ass. It's a bet that MC Dreamy is going to spend some time, maybe a lot, behind bars. Hey, he could use the street cred. Really?
I told you it wasn't nice, so we just want to pick
wow.
through the nuts to read the whole thing, baby. That's what we don't think. Number two is stray bullets are a concern all of a sudden. Do you own a vest? Maybe. Do you have a bulletproof vest? They want you to go ahead and buy the bulletproof vest. It's a pretty sound investment if you're dating a rapper. He could have beef with anybody, rival rap sets, drug dealer, supplier, police, an army of exes, or just those guys whose gaiters he stepped on at the club. And it just depends what they're toting. So that's what they say about number two. Well, we have a caller in the queue. We've just been so busy talking to our special guest meeting. Look at the callers. Caller with the last four digits of 5131, you're on with Connect the City. May we have your name?
Hi, it's Miss O.
Hey,
Miss O.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in. JV, can you give us number one?
Yeah, we're going to do number one and then get back to Miss O. So he's got hoes in different area codes.
It's a song.
Okay. Ludacris already laid it out for you back in 2001. Every working rapper has his circuit, whether it stretches from Texas to Louisiana or L.A.
Wow.
Or Tokyo. And unless you're ready to completely drop your life and live on a bus every time he goes on tour,
mm-hmm,
if he lets you,
ooh,
he's going to be building a circuit of close personal friends in every city with a stage. Even if he's too broke and lame to build a proper harem, is still his dream. That's why he's a rapper. Really?
I told you it was hard.
And that comes straight from Houston Press.
The Houston Press.
Not from, not Connected City, okay?
We didn't say it. I'm telling you.
Not,
we didn't say it.
Not our words.
To me, it sounds stereotypical.
It did.
You know what I'm saying?
I
guess my question is, do you say that about country singers?
Oh,
shots
fired. Yes, that's true. You don't.
You saying that about country singers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a little shocked. And
I
so,
mean,
you know,
yeah.
We have Miss O, Omeka Puff from RIP Monday Night. Do you have a question for Mr. Barnett?
Well, I was the person who actually asked the question in regards to if you felt as though, you know, monogamy was something that was kind of more so
programmed.
Rather than something that's a natural
thing
for every
person.
But I was
I feel like,
am I supposed to be hearing myself?
We don't know. We can hear you clearly.
It's like everything is echoing. It's so hard.
I'm so sorry. We've had internet trouble. It's the furlough.
Okay, I'm gonna try to zone myself out because I keep repeating myself.
Yeah, we're blaming everything on the show now.
It's on the furlough.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I don't really have like a question per se. I was listening in, and in the topic cheating, I feel like, you know, with the list that they gave, that, you know, I think people automatically assume because it's a rapper and he has money. But that, though, you know, some of these things that may possibly cause a person, because I don't even want to say a man, because now women are cheating, in my opinion, more than men. But what can, trust and believe. Yeah, I think they've pretty much caught up. But I think it's everything from a celebrity with a lot of money down to Anthony in the mailroom. In my opinion, sometimes it can be as good as your options is. You know, meaning like, you know, sometimes when it comes down to, and if I'm speaking from, you know, a woman looking at men, it goes kind of like by maybe their money, and then from their money, their looks, then from their looks, how, you know, how they treat a person. So even if there's people, even if there's guys that don't necessarily have a whole lot of money, sometimes when he has the looks and he gets all the attention, you know, that's another thing that makes women look at guys like, oh, okay, well, I'm interested in him because I want to be, as you guys said, the baddest bitch. I want to be the one that he chooses amongst all these women that's coming at him. So, I mean, I feel like it's so many levels to this. I've been cheated on a few times, too many times to even say, but I've
you
never
too.
Cheated.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Like,
okay.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Me not being a cheater had nothing to do with the guy. It had everything to do with me as a person, meaning it's really difficult for me to, you know, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, it's really difficult for me to step out on them because it makes me feel like I'm just tainting the waters, and it makes me feel like it's hard for me to be this person of character. It's hard for me to be this person of character and then come home or go on a date with you and look in your face knowing that I stepped outside of the boundaries that we created within our relationship. So it has everything to do with me and my values and my morals rather than, oh, I'm in love with him more than I was in love with him, or, you know, I like him a lot more than I like him, so I'm not going to cheat on him, but I will cheat on him. It's about me.
Right.
What do you think? What do you think about what she just said?
I mean, personally, you know, I commend her, you know, because a lot of people, when they go through things like that, their values and their morals go out the window, and they just say, well, you know what, the dog-eat-dog world, so let me just go out here and get mine, too. But, you know, I commend her for being able to stay the course, and I truly believe that she will find someone that loves her and respects her because, you know, that's clearly what she wants.
Yeah.
She wants to be in a monogamous relationship with someone that she can trust, someone that trusts her, someone that she can respect.
Okay.
Someone that can look her in the face every day with some integrity, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're mine, I'm
oh,
yours, So, I mean, I commend her for not being, because that would jade some people.
Yeah, there's a lot of jaded, well, I just know about jaded men.
Right. That would jade some people. So, I mean, I commend her.
I have a quick question. I believe that a lot of the, and I'm not going to just say rappers, I'm going to say artists, people that are out there, you know, got fans, women throwing underwear up on the stage at them, and so on and so forth. Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it really, though, hard for you to resist a lot of that when you got women coming at you like clawing at you? Is that something that, you know, you really have to be a person of a special,
I think one of it is, like I said earlier, it goes about values, back to values, and the type of relationships you have with people,
mm-hmm.
And just how you want to be as a person, you know. I mean, I have children, and, you know, I have a son, I have daughters, so for me, you know, I don't want my kids to see my name out there somewhere doing something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I not only got to look my wife in the face, but I got to look my kids in the face.
Family, yes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you consider the cost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you just take a good 5 minutes to consider the cost, you'll see that it's not worth it.
I got you. Well, you know, so we need to go move on a little bit because we got so excited.
Real quick, can I just read?
No. I'm kidding. Put the sexy glasses on.
Yeah.
They love it when you
put
the glasses on.
Cassie said, "Where y'all get this crazy info from?" So, Cassie,
Houston Press. They wrote it in 2014.
So you know, and Sunshine. Well, she said, "Blame it on Trump." And Sunshine said, #, I can't with Millie. I don't know what Millie said. But yeah.
All right, Sunshine, you ain't got
Sunshine.
To do all of that. Explain yourself.
Cassie said, being faithful is beautiful, and I love being like that.
Love Cassie.
All men are not dogs.
Right.
A lot of men can and will resist the temptation.
Exactly.
Thank you, Cassie.
No.
No?
Absolutely not, Cassie. No. A few men will resist.
Okay.
I think more women would resist.
She said a lot. She didn't say all.
Not even a lot. Y'all ain't. Don't get me started on the men. Don't get me started on the men.
Now, are you speaking from a woman that's jaded?
I'm not jaded.
Just speaking.
Who are you trying?
Are you speaking from a point of?
Let's go. Come on. All right, and we've had all the time we had with that. I'm just like, no, I'm not jaded at all. I just don't think people now that I'm older, I'm not jaded whatsoever.
Right.
But now that I'm older, it's just I got too much to lose now.
Well, let's look at it like this. Let's look at the glass. Instead of looking at it half empty, let's look at it half full.
Okay, like
now,
this glass.
Let's just have a positive perspective and a spin on things because, you know, we can't assume that every man or woman is a cheater.
I didn't say every. I think most.
Well, most is a lot, so you can't say
that's
most.
That's a lot. That's like 80%.
You know, now, maybe you may be.
A lot. Okay, I'll take a lot.
You may be able to say this. You may be able to say the men that you have come across, maybe.
Well, we're celebrities, so we've come across a lot of the men.
Right. So, but now, let me ask you this. Did these men tell you that they were cheaters?
If you are married.
I know, but
if you're in a relationship, you're cheating if you want to be in an intimate relationship with me.
Right. Okay. So that's your key to see that was their reason for you to know that they're a cheater. Then, right?
Yes. I don't think all men cheat. I just don't. I think there's some amazing men still out there. They're hard to find, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They're already taken.
Either already taken or the social media is so out there. I know men who are living with women and they're in a situation where they can't move or can't just do anything and they cheat or they just cheat. Somebody's in the hotel right now. They got a wife and kids. Come on. Anyway, so we need to get to Millie's moments. Millie's moments and JB's thoughts. We don't have any hashtag I can and hashtag I can't topics. JB, do you have any thoughts? Because my moment is, I just gave it to you because now I'm just irritated. I can't can't have, since we're both, we're all celebrities, right? So now I got to be a little bit more careful, and that's when I have JB for, because JB like, take that off of Twitter. Delete that, right? I'm like, nah. So I just can't, I don't want my kids to see any of that, and I want to respect who I'm with.
Yes.
If I have to cheat on you, then we don't need to be together. But JB, what are your thoughts? We're gonna wrap this up real quick.
Well, I'm gonna give a couple more of these comments because they
those be your thoughts.
Man,
go ahead, man.
They hitting you hard over here. Cassie said, "Have faith, Millie."
Cassie, don't start now. We don't have conversations about the cheating.
And so Pastor Jeremiah says, "Not all men cheat."
I didn't say Pastor Jeremiah. I didn't say.
I'm always around men, some millionaires, and they are there, okay? It's not hard to find. It's just sometimes insecurity set in. However, communication is the key.
Right. I agree.
Yes. He says, I agree. If I have to cheat, I don't need to be either.
Thank you. Thank you. Who said that? Thank you.
Pastor Jeremiah.
Pastor Jeremiah,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that comment. Next time, call in.
Call in, 929-477-3886. JB,
real quick, I'm just going to give my JB thoughts.
Yeah, real quick, because we got a little bit.
So, no, I don't believe everybody cheats. And I agree with you, Donald.
Barnett.
I was just gonna say Donald.
She don't remember the name.
You want me to say the last name too? First, get the book, guys.
The book.
Okay, this is gonna help get you on the straight and narrow. You know,
manhood
on the line. A real man owns his shit.
You are
he
a
said it.
Tonight.
I know, but it's on the book. But yeah, and you know what? He talks about not only communicating and everything, but counseling. Okay? Sometimes counseling can be good. So don't be one of those people that they can't tell me anything. I already know. What can they tell me? Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
If you've been doing the same thing over and over and nothing's changing, how about trying something different for a change?
Like preach.
Counseling.
Preach. You know,
so that's JB's thought.
JB's thought. JB, real quick, before we get our bills paid, Donald F. Barnett, he's a marriage advocate, black male relationship expert and speaker. He uses comedy and his real life experience to speak about the truth about marriage, parenting, and being a black man in the 21st century. He is a lifetime member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Wow.
He has been featured in Black Love, Docs on OWN TV, Essence Magazine, and the Congressional Black Caucus.
Hey.
I told you we have a celebrity sitting with us.
Why don't you tell them real quick how they can get your book?
It's available at Amazon and Mahogany Books and on Anacostia in Washington, D.C.
Ooh, love it. JV and I, JV, can I say it because I'm so excited?
Mm-hmm.
JV and I are so excited because the amazing honor that we received on Connect the City to be recognized and nominated by the Sean J. Project for the 2019 Inspire Awards, guys. We're not issuing yet, so we need our fans, friends, colleagues, dogs, cats, puppies,
everybody,
babies, to vote us in for all three categories. We were nominated for Innovator of the Year, Social Butterfly of the Year, and Influencer of the Year. JB, I think you are an influencer.
Yes.
And voting in February 1st, go to www.shaunjai.com/events, click on Inspire Awards, and start voting. Also, JV, they can't forget, we got some people knocking down on our doors. You can advertise with Connect the City. Send us an email. Hit us up on Facebook. Our email is connectthecityradio@gmail.com. They can hit us up everywhere. What are we doing?
Facebook.
Connect the City group. Connect the City page. We everywhere.
We got it. No reason.
No reason. Right.
Hit us up individually.
We need to pay our bills, JV.
So, look, y'all need to get with all the best entertainment in the D.C. area.
DMV. Guess how you do that? DCN Entertainment, guys. www.dcnitelife.com. This is where you're going to find the best, and I do mean the best, in entertainment news and events, festivals, you name it.
Festivals.
Got it going on.
Okay.
Check us out.
Who else should we paying our bills?
Oh, check them out.
At the place we're in.
Not About Me Ministry.
You know what? We got to love Not About Me Ministry.
I didn't forget it.
I'm going to tell him. No. I'm going to tell him.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, I promise you I'm going to tell him. What, do I have his number in my phone? Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead.
What? No.
Well, you thought about it.
Well, not we're being sponsored by Not About Me Ministries, 3106 Branch Avenue. They have services every Sunday at 10. They are doing phenomenal things. Bishop Ronald Taylor, shout out to them. We're excited. We'll also be sponsored by Lunch Maybe Dinner. It's a special dating app for singles, not cheaters. Okay, I'm just kidding. Cassie's going to call me when I get off.
Oh,
it's an app for singles that is different. Different, edgy, and promises to deliver just lunch and maybe dinner.
And maybe brunch.
No more brunch because it's on if furlough. Furlough brunch.
Yeah, once the shutdown's up, I got you. I
and it's restaurant week, so, you know, we can't. They're not even doing it. Yeah, it was last week, and they extended it to this week because they weren't really making the money that they were supposed to. LunchMaybeDinner.com. You can sign up for free today.
Yeah.
We want to give a special thank you.
So
Donald Barnett for coming all last minute. Oh, I called him this morning.
Give you one last. Get this book. Guys,
nice.
I'm putting my seal of approval on them. Kiss it to
them.
There you go.
I'm telling you. You got a boyfriend? I'm telling you. Kiss the book.
Okay.
You cheating.
Yes.
You just cheated with the man on the back.
We don't know. We don't know who it is.
We've got to get out of here, guys. We will be back in a few weeks, Shady. Just in time for Valentine's Day, a little bit before.
Just in time.
For the lovers in you and not the cheater. Okay, I'm sorry. I got you. Guys, we are out of here. We love you. Kisses. Thank you again, sir.
You're welcome.
You're not allowed to touch.
Anytime.
I just touched him like this. See, look. In case your wife's watching, that's all I did. We got to go, guys. My
both
name.
Both, guys.
Both. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest.
And I am the real JV Jones.
Pretty deuces, guys. We're out of here.
Yeah. All the good girls you take out for dinner, but all the bad girls you take out for liquor. All the good girls they don't pull the trigger, but all the bad girls they pull it much quicker. It's never too late to get down and party. Switching from good to bad, cause you're not a feeling inside, oh, inside your body. Let it come out with shots of Bacardi. Let your body go. We'll take it nice and slow. Just let your mind be free and come in close. Hold the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. Hold the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. Hold the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. Hold the good girls, they go to heaven, but the...
There we go.
DC, Maryland, and Virginia.
It's time for a late night grown and sexy conversation.
Real Talk with JV Jones every Thursday night.
All right, thank you.
Love it, love it, love it. We're out of here. The real, you got to say the real, or I get in.